Good morning. How are you on another fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continue to give God that sacrifice of praise. I don't have a lot going on other than I'm still working through some stuff. And, you know, even if you read every day, and even if you, you know, in my case, do teachings, you still sometimes feel that disconnection. You don't, maybe you're not reading as much. Maybe you're not taking it in as much. Maybe you're not giving as much reverential awe as you'd like. But it doesn't matter. It matters to your own soul. It matters to your spirit, in a sense that it feels good to be connected and to be there and to be in that undisturbed well-being. But God doesn't look at you like you're making mistakes, in the sense of he's not judging you. You have the freedom to go where one wants. You are free in the sight of God. You are a son of God. You're an heir. He obviously wants what's best for you. He obviously is going to work with you. I think there's a place in the word that talks about like being chastened by the Lord, being spanked by God. That happens, that's for sure. But the love is always there. The love is always there. I was reading this morning in chapter 2 of Ephesians. It says, "And you hath he quickened or made alive who are dead in trespasses and sins, in which in time past or once ye walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit or the devil spirit that now worketh or is working in the children of the disobedience." I always love this. For a long time, the who in time past ye walked according to the course or the age of the world, I always thought of it as like a rhythmic pulse. Do you follow the rhythm of this world? Do you follow the rhythm of the rhythm of this arrangement? Or do you follow the rhythm of the spirit that worketh in you? Do you follow that rhythm? I don't know. We have a choice, and it's a beautiful choice, and I'm just thankful that God gives us and allows us the choice to live. Verse 3, "Among whom we have all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature or of natural origin the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in active compassion or mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath made us alive," or quickened us together with Christ, "and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus." We are sitting in conjunction right next to Christ Jesus on the right hand of God once you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And even when we were walking in the carnal flesh, walking according to the desires of the flesh, God's mercy, his grace, his active compassion for us gave us the opportunity to walk in the love as children, even when we were quote unquote bad. We are saved by grace. It is an active compassion, mercy, active compassion for you. God loves you. God loves me. God loves all of us. And it's just, it's a blessing. It's a blessing considering this cosmos, considering what's going on in this world and the things that are happening. It's wild. Verse 7, "that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches," or the surpassing or excelling riches, "of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith." The dividing line is faith. It's not about your acts. It's through faith. Through grace are ye saved through faith. And it is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his handiwork, or his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, which God hath before ordained or prepared in order that we should walk in them. We are his handiwork. We are his workmanship. It's not of your works, lest any man should boast. It's not about following the law. You know, it's funny about that, though, too. I just read what the law was. It's really not that bad. Like, the Ten Commandments aren't like this huge thing. I'm kind of shocked it was such a big thing in my head, in my mind. I'd worked it up to be. We are created in love. And he gave you the fruits of the Spirit that worketh in you, of love, of peace, of mercy, of long-suffering, kindness, godly grief, that worketh that change in your moral position. You have all things together work for you. There's the verse, all things work for good to those that love God, those that are called according to his, I think it's his grace or his mercy. You are called according to that. You are summoned according to the grace and mercy of God. All things are working together for good for you, regardless of what's going on in your life. Be thankful, knowing who you are. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you pray, you always pray to God, not to Jesus Christ. Be thankful today. It's a good day. God bless you and your family, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Also younger than the sun.
Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for today. I pray that you just continually work on my attitude and just show me the error of my ways, or show me how to kind of handle everything that I'm thinking about. Again, I pray for Andy and his family, and just that you just cover their hearts and bless them and take care of them, and for all that whole side of the family, that you just bless them. And it's just a sad situation. I thank you again for each and every one of your believers, the opportunity that we can go to you in every single situation. And I'm just grateful for the things that you've given and for where we're headed. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.